Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omud Beis, and we will be Mitzvah Shem starting and completing Simen Reish Chaf Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. This Simen deals with Birchas Hodas HaGeshamim, a very special bracha which we're not knowing necessarily to make nowadays, but we certainly should learn about it when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. There are poskim that say we do say this bracha today, as we will see. There are poskim that don't. The Mechaber starts off and he teaches us, Im hayu b'tzar, machmas atziras gishomim. If a person is suffering from the fact that there is no rain, that the rains haven't fallen, and then, Baruch Hashem, v'yardu gishomim, and then the rains come. So the Mechaber tells us, v'vorchim aleim, we do make a bracha on these rains, apel pishalo yardu adayin k'dei revi'ah, even though they haven't yet rained sufficiently to solve the drought, nevertheless, we make a bracha. And the Mechaber continues and he says, Mishayardu kokach shirabu ala aretz. As long as there is enough rain over here, then it was sufficient to make over here, Shiyalu, and the Rabbah adds, Aleim, Ababuos min hamotor, v'yel chuzel likrazeh. As long as there is a sufficient amount of rain over here, so that you have the water, so to say, coming up from the ground, attaching or reaching, greeting to the waters that are coming down from Shemayim. The Ramah disagrees, however. The Ramah says, Hagah, Omasha ain anu noagim bizman hazeh b'vichas ha-gishamim. The Ramah says that nowadays we don't make this bracha. He says, Mishum dimidinos elu, in our countries in Europe, tedirim b'gishamim, the rains come regularly, they don't rely upon seasonal rain, the Einon Netzarin Kokach, and therefore the rains never really stop for a significant period of time like they do in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Aminig is not to make this bracha today, according to the Ramah. Yestava, he is speaking for the Jews of Europe and Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, let us see now what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. In Sifkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Efsho de Eretz Yisrael, Shematsu Shom Yovesh Gado. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Mechaber, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is a tremendous period of no rain, followed by, hopefully, after Sukkot, the period of rain. So, Ukishaba Eis HaGishamim, when the rain season finally comes, Vageshim Yori Bismanim, when the rain does come in the right time, Kol Echot Sameach Bo, everybody in Eretz Yisrael is so happy that the rains are coming, and therefore, Afilu Bistama, even in an event where the rains haven't stopped, it just hasn't yet been the rainy season, and now the rains come in their proper time, Tzarech Levarech Bepam Rishon Kishyorid. The Mishnah Berurah says they would make this bracha even if there hadn't been a period of time of Atziras Kishamim, just the regular routine, no rain. The Nokat Loshon Zeh, and he writes with this Loshon over here in the Mechaber, Lafuke, as opposed to Im Yorid Oda Pam Lemocho Ulyom Ochara, if it continues to rain. So then you only make the bracha the first time that the rains come. However, the Prima Gadim brings down Dafilu Pam Rishon, even the first time, Ein Tzarech Levarach Kishashonim Misudoros Kisikunan. He says the first time it comes in the regular time, the Prima Gadim holds that you would not make a bracha, even though there hasn't been rain for a while, as long as there has not been a stoppage of rain, i.e. it didn't not rain in the time that it's supposed to, it didn't rain in the time when it's not supposed to, but if it didn't not rain in the time when it's supposed to, the Prima Gadim says you would not in that situation make this special bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, look in the Bir Halacha where he has a longer arichas on this. And he writes, this language over here is based upon the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, where the Rambam stam lo hiskir im hayu b'tzar. The Rambam just said that you make this bracha on Atziras Gishamim v'yardu Gishamim. He doesn't mention anything about b'tzar, that the people were in tzar, in trouble. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha v'yadibra maskum hayu b'tzar says that the Rambam Mistama also agrees that they have to be in Tsar. And then he has a couple of reasons why. And he concludes and he says, Ophil Zeh, Gam Harambam Modil Adivri Hagosh Besomach. The Rambam agrees with the Ramah. Umashalo Hiske Rambam Beperush Im Hayu Betzar. Why doesn't the Rambam mention over here, Hayu Betzar, those words that they had to have a stoppage of the rain? Because the Rambam doesn't write things down unless they're explicitly mentioned in the Gemara. And he says, Vagam de Be'eretz Yisrael V'chavroseh, and even in Eretz Yisrael, Shemotz Hashem Yovesh Godol, that normally there's a non-rainy season, Vatzira Rabba, and a long period of time when there is no rain, Achet Tzrichim Rachamim Alamotu, until the people have to daven for the rain. That's why we say, of course, the same Talamotu Livracha. In Eretz Yisrael, they start saying this from Zayin Cheshvan, Vein Hamotu Barach Liprakim, and you have a rainy season, at which time the rains come, and even then they don't come every day, and then you have a long period of time in the summer season when the rain doesn't come. So he says, "Bevada yesh simcha rabba kishiyorid mata." In that situation, there in Israel, there definitely is great happiness when the rains come. Utzrichim l'holos hazeh, and therefore you have to go and thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu and make a brach on this. And he says, "Ve'efshar od lomar degam ha'mechaber modil hazeh b'Eretz Yisrael," and maybe the mechaber would also agree in Eretz Yisrael that have to go make this bracha. However, the halacha brura disagrees over here with the Chafetz Chaim, and he says that this is not the opinion of the mechaber. In any event, the Chafetz Chaim continues and he writes, "V'nokat loshin zeh mishum derotz l'rames de medino shem tedirim begishom lo yivarch b'riches hageshem rakashu betzad mitchila machbasat siruso." He says, in other places where they do have regular rains, only there do you make this bracha if the rains stop, as the Ramah seems to indicate. However, Avol b'Eretz Yisrael, he says that this is the opinion in Eretz Yisrael, afilu b'stama hu b'chal zeh, even if it doesn't have a period of stoppage of rain during the rainy season, the rains come right away. Shisham kol echem etzapil mamtim al eis hagishamim umitztar al hadero v'sameach bo b'ridoso. And there, everybody's waiting expectantly for the rains and is tremendously happy when the rains come. So therefore, according to the Chafetz Chaim, even the Mechaber would say in Eretz Yisrael, you can make this bracha even if there hasn't been tsar. He then discusses the Prima Gadim's opinion, which is different, Ayin Sham, and the rest of this Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Beis explains the Ramah, who says, Ve'eino netzaron kol kach. In our countries, we don't have such a division of a rainy season and a non-rainy season, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rot Seloma, the Ramah is telling us, Ve'ein lahem simcha b'yiridas hagashamim. Therefore, when it rains, they don't have the same tremendous experience of simcha that they have in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Ve'ein hachanami, afilu b'osan harotzo shirigilim b'matar. However, in those places where they do have regular rains, im netzru hagishamim, if there is a drought, vaya olam bitzar, and everybody is suffering from the drought, and v'achar kach yardu gishamim, in those countries, then rain comes, tzorach l'varach. Even the Ramah would admit in those countries that you do have to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Uma mevarach, what exactly is this bracha that we make on rain? So, im ein lo sade, if a person is not a farmer, he doesn't have a field, so he still has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer, he says the following bracha, Modim anachnu l'cho Hashem Elokeinu, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kol tipa v'tipa shoradet olanu, on every single drop of rain you have brought down for us. The bracha continues with the nusach that we find in the wonderful, beautiful tefillah called Nishmas, which we say Shabbos morning at the end of the Pesuk of the Zimra, v'yilu finu mole shira chayom v'chulei, ad hein hein yodu v'yivarchu eshimcho malkeinu. One should really take time to read this entire Nishmas, which again the Halacha Brura says was the custom that this V'chuli over here, many people would say the entire Nishmas, and this is such a beautiful tefillah which we say, even if our mouth was filled with praise for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the oceans of the sea, and many other tremendous superlatives about how much we want to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wouldn't even begin to even touch the scratch the surface of what we are supposed to and owe you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of praise and thanks. It's really a beautiful tefillah, and it ends V'chosein Baruch Ato Hashem Kel Rov HaHodos, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains. Rotz Lomai, Mishnah Berurah says that the Chaber is telling us over here Biribui Hodos. This Rov Hodos means the tremendous amount of Hodos that we have to give you. The Halacha Berurah adds over here that many people have the minhag to say other kapitlach of Tilim over here as well, and in fact, if there was a minion present, they would end it off with a kaddish that had Yehi Shlomo Rabba in it as well. The Chaber continues and he writes, "In yesh lo sade b'shut t'simacher, if a person has a field that he owns in partnership with someone else, so then he says the bracha mevarach hatov v'meitiv. He says the bracha thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for doing good for you as well as doing good for other people. Hatov v'meitiv is a bracha that one makes when he has a tremendous benefit not only for himself but for somebody else. However, v'ein lo shutef b'sade, if he has a single ownership field, he doesn't have a partner, then he just makes the bracha of shechianu mevarach shechianu." The Ramah adds, Yeshomrim, Tashomeya Shiyodu Gishomim, Mavarach HaTov HaMeitiv. He brings us down the name of the Rashba, that even if somebody just heard that rains come, he didn't visualize or see them himself, he just heard that rains came, so then one also makes this bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, the same thing would apply to Shechianu, we didn't have to repeat that in the situation where he owns the field by himself. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet explains, when you have a partnership, you make the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, and as we've already said, Shehetiv Lo, that it was good for you and good for other people, which means, of course, for the partner. Many Achronim, however, also say Da'afilu im yesh l'rak isha uvanim, if it's only the partnership that you have is with your wife or your children, gam kein, in that situation, b'chlal shutfim, they are called shutfim with you, and you can make this bracha v'tova meitim. Why is this so? So the Chofetz Chaim, and the Shaarei Tzion Oz Beis, brings down. This din is from the Halachos Ketanos and the Shach, and also the El Yeraba agrees with this, as opposed to the Morgan Avraham, who does not. And he says, the reason is why we can make this bracha if you only have a partnership with your wife or a child, mishum the das harbe rishonim, because in fact, the halachic opinion of many rishonim, which included amongst them Rashi, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Riaz, that by a single field, afilu ein lo shotif, even if you don't have a partner, you could say the bracha v'atov v'ameitiv, because after all, the whole world is benefiting from it. It's not only your field. So even though you are only benefiting directly without having a partner, there are plenty of other people. So this Tova Meitiv is the correct Nusach in general, according to all of these Rishonim that we just mentioned. And albeit the Rif, the Rambam, and the Ran disagree, so therefore we follow the Psak of the Mechaber over here, that if you don't have any partner, you're a single person without a wife or children, so then we follow the Mechaber. But since there are so many Rishonim that say even in that situation you would be allowed to say a Tova Meitiv, so certainly when you do have a partner, the Chofetz Chaim says, even if that partner is your wife or your children, so then you would be entitled to say HaTov HaMeitiv. Sivkon Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, new din. He says, Haroa Nilus Kishu Katan, if one sees the Nile River when it's small, it hasn't risen. The Chozer Roei Bisman Shu Gadol, and later on he sees it when it's much more high. So the Simech Riyaso, and he's happy about this, because this will overflow the banks of the river and irrigate the fields. So then in this situation, Mavaro Shachyano, he's allowed to make a shechiyano, even though he personally doesn't benefit from this, he doesn't have land. Chofetz Chaim in Oz Gimel explains this from the Radvaz, and he adds, if he does have a partnership, and the Nilus is now going to rise and irrigate the fields, so then certainly he should make a Tova Meitiv. And it's so obvious, he says, that's why the Radvaz didn't mention it over here. In any event, the reasoning is Kivan Dubom is Malazman, because the Nilus, the Nile River, doesn't always crest, it doesn't always overflow, and it only does this on occasion, and therefore Vu Neneva Sameach Briyasu, and he's very happy when he sees that now it is going to irrigate his fields. Certainly Lo Gora Me Adam, this isn't any worse than when you see a person, Haroes Chaveiro Sameach Briyasu, when you see a person you're very happy to see him, it's a good friend of yours, you make a Shechianu. So to over here you certainly can make a Shechianu. However, if somebody sees this every day, Abal Aroa B'chol Yom, if you see the Nilus every day, so then even though it's a little bit higher today than yesterday, after B'yom Zeni Tosef Al Shelafonov, today it's a little bit higher, so it's getting closer to irrigating, then you don't make the bracha. The Kama Kama Batul B'hanor, because each little bit over here is making the river a little bit higher, and therefore you don't really get that tremendous simcha that you do when you just see it, and you haven't seen it in a while, and now it's cresting, and it's very high. Chofetz Chaim in Oz Dalet explains, and this is true even though you didn't make a bracha originally, the kvar over is manim, because the time has passed, so you can't make a bracha now. The issue, footnote number 4 brings down, in general, if a person didn't make such a bracha when he could have, for example, a person had a son, and he didn't make the bracha at that point in time, so he brings down later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Chof Gimel, then you still do have the right to make a bracha afterwards, because hatova nimsheches, because the good thing is still ongoing. So it's like when you're eating a meal, you should have made the bracha on the bracha sanan and before the meal, but as long as you're still eating, you're allowed to make the bracha. So too over here, he says, if you're still getting the benefit from the field, if you're still getting benefit from the rain, you're still getting benefit from the child, you'd still be allowed to make the bracha. Shtabur continues and he writes, Vimroa mayim shebeklig. If a person sees the waters of the Nile in a klig, what is that? Huchelek me'anilus, it's like a branch of the Nile. Shemispashet bo gam ki migodel anor, and it overflows because of the cresting of the river, the greatness of the river. If you already saw the river cresting itself, so then you don't make a bracha, additional bracha, on this tributary of the Nile. But if only you're seeing the Nilus overflowing the first time via this tributary, so then you could in fact make a shechianu, because people are very happy about this as well, and it certainly is worthwhile to say a shechianu. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, you make a Shechianu when you're alone in owning the field. Levad, you only make that bracha. Velo hatova meitiv, but you don't also make a tova meitiv. Vafilu yesh lo shutuf kusi, and even if a person has a partner, but they're not a Jewish partner, lo mikri shutuf lozeh, then they're not considered a shutuf in this regard. This is based upon the Magen Avraham. Tishavut number 5 brings down, if he has one field that he owns alone and one field that he owns in a partnership with another yid, so then the Ritva brings down, you make the Shechianu for the field that you own by yourself and the Tova Meitiv for the field that you own with the other person. However, this is the Ritva according to his own opinion, the Bnei Tzion says. Shagam b'yeshlo karka achas mevorech shechiyonu umodem anach v'loch atova sagesh v'chol olam. He says that you make both brachos in general, and that's why you make both brachos over here as well. However, since other poskim disagree with this, and they say you would just make a shechiyonu, not the bracha umodem anach v'loch as well as the shechiyonu, so he says that all the others would say you just make a tova meitiv. Indeed, the Bir Halacha later on, in Simon Reish Chav Gimel, who says, Birchas Atova Meitiv, which is the bracha you make on good for you and good for your friend, is kolelis as Birchas Shechiyonu. It includes already the bracha of Shechiyonu, which is only on Tovas Atzmo. And therefore, he passes, you would only make a Tova Meitiv and not a Shechiyonu. But if you wanted to be Yotze this Shita, try to listen to somebody else make a Shechiyonu or take a new fruit and make a Shechiyonu and have in mind both on the new fruit as well as on this concept of thanking Hashem for the field that you own by yourself. Mr. Bruce Cotton Zion writes, Yesh Omrim Shah Shomer Yardu, even if you just heard the rain that the rain came, Rotzalom and Mishbur explains that the Ramah is telling us over here, Afshalo Rabiats, even though you didn't see it yourself. Rak Shoma Meacherim Shardu Gashom Basad Shalom, if you only heard from others that fell in your field, after it there had been no rain, Acharat Sira, the Chanal, as we've already explained previously. In this situation, Gamkin Shaykh Birchas Tova Meitiv, likewise, if a person owned a field in Shutvas, he would make a Tova Meitiv, Vahainu Kishasod Shalom Bishutvas, as if he has a partner. The Chanal Biro Biatro, and no difference over here whether he sees it himself or he hears about it. In Masod Shaykh Lulavado, if it's a field that he owns privately, Mirav Shechianu, as we've explained, the Chanal. Then Ainlo saw the Ainlo Mivar Klab. But here, if he doesn't have any field, he doesn't make a bracha at all. Afilo Birchas Modim Hanala, and he doesn't make this bracha of Modim. The bracha Zulo Niskana El Baro Ba'atzmo, because that bracha of Modim was only when you see the benefit yourself, the Lo B'Shomer, and not just by hearing it. It's brought down the name of the Morgan of Rom the Chayodim. Ubishita Mikubetsis, however, Masik Besov Tvar of the Ain Chilo Klab in Rol Shmeyad. The Shita Mikubetsis disagrees. And he says, V'yochol Avarach Birchas Modim Afilo B'Shomer, that this special, beautiful bracha, thanking Hashem for the rain, even if you didn't see it, you just heard about the rain, you would be allowed to make such a bracha. However, he says, Mikomokom Nir the Sofik Brachos Lahokel, we do not make this bracha, he says, if you didn't see it, because of this Sofik concept and Sofik Brachos Lahokel. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Baschul Bevorach Shechiyonu explains that you only make a Shechiyonu not a Tova Meitiv. The Apo Gav the Geshem Zehu Tova Gam Ken L'Chol Olam, even though other people are benefiting, Shabi Anoshim Yeshlam Sodosh, because all the other farmers are benefiting from it, you don't make a Tova Meitiv. Because Diba Inon Shiu Shutvin Imo Gufa Betova Zu. The only time you make a Tova Meitiv is if they're actually physical partners with you. Now, do we in fact make this bracha today or not? So in Dir Shufut number 1, the second paragraph he brings down, Bismanenu nowadays, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita's opinion is, Sheitochin she'ein mevarchem bracha zu. We do not make this bracha nowadays, based upon the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita's uncle, the Chazon Ish Zatzal. Shebismanenu ein mis'anim esatanios ha'omuros b'shas atziris g'shom. Because we don't follow the pattern of fasts that were ordained by Chazal and Gemara in Tainis. B'nei she'yesh efrosh. Because nowadays, because of transportation and ease of availability from other places, we can get food much more easily than in the past, and therefore we don't make this bracha when the rains do come, because we don't have the terrible need that they had in those days when there weren't rains. However, the Sefer Pagi Mayim of Davlitsky Zatzal brings down, we do in fact make this bracha, and this is as well the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, who says in the Shaar Mayim, that we do in fact make this bracha during times of drought in Eretz Yisrael. Finally, the opinion of Yasha Zatzal, Sheish Lomer Gam Zmanenu. We do in fact say it. However, Sheshir Shetetze Tzipa Likras Tzipa Eino Boru Kokach. However, that earlier period of time when some rain comes and the rains bubble up from the ground and are contacting the rain from the sky, we're not sure what exactly that is, and therefore he says you have to ask the farmers over here if the water in the ground is beneficial, if it's benefiting it, and once it reaches that stage, then in fact one can make this bracha. That concludes this siman and this beautiful bracha and today's shir.